Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Gatlin Brothers couldn't wait for the end of that commercial. They are going to be at Family Grill on Sunday. We played B.J. Thomas earlier, and he's going to get it started tonight. And in between, you got the Righteous Brothers, I believe, tomorrow, and Michael McDonald. Jennifer Van Ranken joins us right now. Jefferson Parish Council member and former TV reporter. Is that right?
Good morning. Yes, you spot on.
I remember when you were on TV. All right, so Councilperson Van Ranken, tell me about Family Grow, about your expectations for where it is this year, for what might be different for people going, et cetera, et cetera. Wait, I got one left.
Well,
et cetera.
Excellent. Yeah. We're really excited. We are trying new things. I'm born and raised in Jefferson Parish. I remember my mom and dad taking me to the parade. We'd walk to the route. It's such a part of our heritage, and we've seen some of the parade struggle. So that's why we're trying so many new different things this year that we hope give us a little boost of energy. So this year, two new things that people will want to know about. Tonight's parade, Excalibur, is the first that will roll the reverse route. So the parade will line up on Bonneville. So it's a great family area neighborhood to come out and see the parade. It'll start on Bonneville. Then it's going to roll west on Veterans to Clearview Shopping Center. That's where Family Gras is this year. So Family Gras moved from the neutral ground on Veterans to Clearview Shopping Center. It gave them more room to spread out. And we really get a twofer at that location, because if you're at Family Gras and you're watching B.J. Thomas or, you know, any of the other artists, the parade is going to come to you and roll right through Family Gras. So if you're at Family Gras, you get the parade right through the center. And if you're on a float or want to join a crew, what you're going to get is the ride of a lifetime, coming through that festival grounds and being able to throw to everybody at Family Gras. You get off, and the last act of the night becomes the after parade party. So Family Gras will go a little bit later than we usually do, because we're saving that big act till after each parade this weekend, and it becomes an after parade party for everyone there.
You know, I think, Jennifer, and I don't mean demean anybody else or diminish anybody else's parade. I guess diminish would be a better word. But it seems to me what you're approaching here is Endymion or Bacchus or Orpheus, let me finish.
Right.
But where the parade ends, where the concert is, so you got people at the concert. Instead of it being in the middle, it is at the end, and it's like the climax, if you will, the big finale. So you're there watching a parade, you're watching a concert, people can get off of the floats, join in, the people that are riding the floats, their family can join them there, et cetera, correct?
Exactly. That's the concept. And you're right. I mean, those super crews are on a level of their own, but the concept is the same. It's let's structure it in a way that we can start in the neighborhood, let families enjoy it, and then roll through kind of the culmination. And that is the idea. Now, tomorrow night's parade, if it does go on, we've got a little threat of weather, and I think we'll make a call by noon today is what we're planning on if things tomorrow night will roll as normal. Caesar is one of those parades that has decided to roll the traditional route, but they will still roll through Family Gras. They would just do it at the beginning and then roll that traditional route. So, you know, this year it's a work in progress. We're open to any ideas that people have about what they'd like to see. You know, if there are things that we can try that are new and different to make it a better experience for everybody, that's what it's about, and we're open to that.
Do you have a couple of minutes?
Sure.
I have some more questions for you, if you don't mind, when we come back. Jennifer Van Ranken, our guest, Jefferson Parish Council member, talking about the changes for Family Gras this year. And we'll address some of the logistics when we come back about parking, restrooms, and those kind of things a little bit early here. 8:49 and a half. Let's go to WWL traffic. Michael McDonald, scheduled to appear tomorrow night at Family Graw. Jennifer Van Ranken is with us, a Jefferson Parish Council member. And at some point, he's going to start singing here, but probably we don't have time to that. But he will tomorrow night, won't he, Jennifer?
Absolutely. That's one of the acts that I was really hoping to see last year. We had some rain that didn't cooperate at last year's Family Graw, and so Michael McDonald has been great enough to come back. And so I know that's one that I'm really looking forward to hearing.
Well, wait, I think he's singing now. Let's see. There you go. You don't have to. Was he rained out last year?
He was. So last year we had some rain on the weekend, and Michael McDonald was one of those acts affected. John Oates was one of the acts affected. Now, Cyndi Lauper decided she was going on rain or shine, and she really gave the audience a great, a great concert. She was able to take the stage last year as our last act of that night. So again, we've got our fingers crossed. The rain is the one thing the weather we can't control, but we are going to prepare for the best and hope that it all goes well.
A couple of questions here, Jennifer. I can pass them along. For someone who lives on Bonneville, we would like details of exactly what they mean by lining up on Bonneville.
So the floats, and we have an image that our office can send to anyone who's interested. They can give us a call, 736-6634. The floats are going to line up on Bonneville. So they will load at Clearview. They're going to move with the Sheriff's Department assisting this afternoon, and they will start lining up on Bonneville. It's going to be on the stretch between West Esplanade and Veterans. We'll close that section of Bonneville. The floats will line up on the west side of Bonneville on the lane that's closest to the neutral ground. We're going to try and leave that outer lane open for residents to get back and forth as they need to. On the other side of Bonneville, on the east-hand side, that's where the bands are going to line up. So everything will line up along Bonneville on those inner lanes. Residents who live on Bonneville in that stretch, we actually sent to them some placards that let them identify themselves so JPSO can easily see, it's a resident trying to get to their home. Hopefully that'll make it a little bit easier. And the Bonneville residents have been great. They are part of the route. Even the traditional route has rolled past Bonneville. It's just a little different experience to have it line up in front of them. Now, one of the residents said, look, if you're going to line up there, I want you to start throwing on Bonneville. We want to, we want to be able to enjoy the parade. And so we have asked all of the crews to do what we're calling a standing start. So when, 7 o'clock tonight hits and the parade starts rolling, we will signal for them to start throwing and playing on Bonneville so the residents there enjoy it. And then it'll roll the route toward Clearview. Something else we added on Bonneville, because we really want it to be a great neighborhood experience and family experience. So on each of the nights where the parade rolls the opposite way and starts on Bonneville, we're going to have some folks out there doing balloon creations and caricatures and face painting. There'll be a stilt walker. So just having some stuff out there that I think families and kids and everybody can come out and enjoy. We hope it's a good atmosphere. And again, to those Bonneville residents that might be asking questions, I would hope that everybody, roll with us a little bit this year. It's new. If there are things that they suggest, that might make it smoother in the future or any suggestions, we are certainly open to that and to trying to, tweak it and make it a great experience for everybody.
You want to hear something out of the box that somebody texted in? Get ready.
Yeah, absolutely.
This could blow your mind. You ready?
Okay.
They're saying that it should alternate the parades and Family Graw each year between East Bank and West Bank, because West Bank is part of Jefferson Parish, too. Did that just blow your mind or not? Because it blew mine.
No, you know what? Before I was a councilwoman, I worked on the administration side of things. And so I had a chance to work on both the East Bank and the West Bank. And, it always it was a little strange that there seems to be this division between East Bank and West Bank. It is all Jefferson Parish. Mm-hmm. Now, traditionally, Gretna Heritage Fest has been on the West Bank, and that's been their big musical festival. And Family Graw has been ours on the East Bank. Look, we're open to any ideas.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.